Blog Talk Radio.
To the only wise God, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to God.
Glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to God.
Can you hear me say?
Glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to God.
Go!
The people.
hello out there, my radio friends. Well, how are you tonight? You are listening to Diane Grumble Ministries and Friends. I am Pastor Darlene, and I'm your host of Hidden Treasure Ministries. And I want to welcome each and every one of you that have chimed in tonight. Welcome Twitter. Welcome Facebook. Welcome Blog Radio and Skype. Welcome to those of you who are in the archives and even those that are on your computer in the chat room. Glad to have you back. Well, how was your day today? Was it a blessed one? Remember we talked about pressing forward? Have you pressed forward this week? Have you let God have his way and not you have your way? Have you had to ask him to keep your mind today? I know I did. What about on your job? How's it going? Children all right? Going to school? Well, it is truly a blessing. Before we start, I want to put in a plug for Prophet Diane. If you have not gotten your prayer pillow, then you just need to. They are so beautiful. So call her, 619-218-3598, and get your order in. It will truly be a blessing. And when you see yours, you'll want to get some for a few of your friends or family members. Maybe you just want to get a second one for yourself. Well, my loved ones, here we are again. Are you out there listening? Do you have your pad and pencil? Maybe tonight we'll do things just a little different. You know, I've talked to a lot of people this week, and I've read a lot of things on the Facebooks and, you know, neighbors and stuff. And, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up, and it is a very crucial time for some people. People who might be single, people who might have lost a loved one. People tend to go into depression sometimes at this time of year because they think they're alone. They don't have anyone to talk to. You know, they see, you know, couples exchanging cards and candy and going out and, you know, different things. And they feel like they're, why don't they have it? But you know, actually you do. You have Jesus. He's never too far away. His word said he'll never forsake you. He'll never leave you, and he loves you more than anything. So if you're feeling kind of lonely on Saturday, on Valentine's Day, I say get you a nice pen, a nice piece of paper. Get the colored kind and write yourself a letter to Jesus telling him how much you love him. How much you need him, how much you appreciate him, how much you want him. Trust me, when you start writing that letter and you think it might be one page, it might be two, and it might be three. He's always there to wrap his arms around you, to give you what you need. And then when you're looking at others, don't be covetous. Just ask the Lord to bless you with your mate. Are you doing all that you should? I know I've been a widow for over 21 years, and sometimes I think I want one. Sometimes I think not. But however the Lord sees fit for this vessel, it is amen for me. All is well. All is well. And we have to tell ourselves that too. I may be single today, but all is well. Marriage might be in trouble, but all is well. Children may be acting up as well. All is well in Jesus. And can you love him? And he loves you the same way. Can you love him? He loves you. Can you love him? He loves you. Can you love him? Can you love God unconditionally like he loves you? Can you love your neighbors, your coworkers, people you don't even know? Can you love them like Jesus does? I know I hear sometimes people say, I love you with the love of Christ or the love of Jesus, but don't let it be rhetoric or don't let it be tradition when you say it, but we really have to learn how to love. Jesus loved us and he didn't even know us. Now, can we extend that same love to him? Sometimes I wonder, can we? Can you? While you got your pen and pencil out, start making a list. Make a list of all of those that if you just had to, that you would be willing to die for. Then on the other half of the paper, write those that I don't know, like a bus driver, airplane pilot, truck driver, somebody that works at a bank, not yours, somebody that works in your building that you might see, but you really don't know them. You know, see how long that list goes. And then ask yourself, could I really put myself in harm's way for this individual that I don't know? Well, Jesus did it for you, and Jesus did it for I. What a mighty God we serve. And even though he was betrayed, he did it. And so I'm thinking tonight we're going to talk a little bit about betrayal and hurt when you really love someone. Let's look at Psalms 55. I'm back with my friend David. I'm quite sure all of y'all have your own favorite book of the Bible, but I love the book of Psalms, and I love David. You know, I found out what my name means in Hebrew, and it means Davida. I say, have you found out what your name is? And if you haven't, find out. It will be life-changing for you. It will get you closer to knowing who you really are and who you really are in God. All right, are you there? While you look for it, and you listen to the words of the song. Yes. Even here in Psalms 55, where his greatest hurt has been by somebody that he really loved. And that's why this is so important during this time of year, to let you know and realize you may feel like you're not loved and you might feel like you've been hurt or betrayed, but know that Jesus is there. It says, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint, and I make a noise, because the voice of the enemy. Now, that can be anybody that might have hurt you because of their oppression. Cast upon him, and in wrath, they hate me. Have you ever been to the point sometime, my friends, that somebody just looks at you and tell you they don't like you, but they don't know why? Sounds crazy, doesn't it? But it happens. And it might not be that they don't like you per se. It's the God that they see in you that can rattle them and cause them to take note of who you are in the midst of anything, even when they don't want to. David penned this psalm right at the time that he was running from his son Absalom. Mothers and fathers, how many out there are running from their children at this day? Now, I'm not saying that it has to be in the church, but when we listen to the radio and look at the news, look at all the different things that are happening. Children are rising up against their parents. Parents are hurting their children. Children are hurting parents. That is not the will of God. Saints, we need to pray. We need to ask God to give us wisdom and how to deal with these children. This generation is a very angry generation, and they feel like everything has to be all about them. They feel like we as parents have to give them. They don't want to work for anything. They don't want to earn anything. Can I get an amen to that? We work hard. We were taught a man that don't work, don't eat. We were taught that if it's something that you want, you don't go out and rob anybody or steal, but you go get a job. You save your money if you had to. You earn what it is that you want and be proud of what you do. I know when we were coming up, it used to be, well, you know, my grandmother and my grandfather is a dishwasher. I never want to be that. Well, you know, it was honorable, a very honorable job. Have anybody seen the movie The Help? What about the butler? Have you seen that? How hard they worked so that their families could have? Well, you know what, my friends? We haven't had to work that hard. But if we had to, were we going to be willing? Were we going to be willing to do it, or were we going to murmur and complain? You know, that's what got the children of Israel in trouble. They murmured. They complained. Lord, we need this. We want a king. We want a king. Well, you know, he gave them one. And then they weren't satisfied with that. Sometimes we are just not content with what we have and with what God has given us. We always want more of something, more of something. You know, then we become hoarders of what God has given us, because now we don't want to share with anybody. We don't want to testify about the goodness of God. You know, he's blessed me with this. Well, how did you get it? Well, honey, you know, you're going to have to find that out. Instead of telling them, God blessed me because I was obedient to his word. God blessed me because I worshiped him. God blessed me because I gave him praise. God blessed me because I walk in his favor. Let us not be selfish when it comes to his word. We've all been commissioned to go out and share. Amen. All right. Getting back to David. David was hurt by one of his closest friends he worshiped with. probably raised your children together. It was one of his counselors, someone that he counseled to, and someone that he talked to about probably private and intimate things that he couldn't tell anybody else. Is anybody out there been in that situation? Where you thought you had someone that you could talk to in confidence, and they just messed it, and it just got messed up, just hurt. David felt like he was deserted. He felt like he was all alone, especially because this friend turned against him to help his son to kill him. Isn't that something? Right there, that tells me we have to be careful of who we allow our children to go around. Our children can be easily impressed and influenced by other people. So we have to be careful. Mothers, we have to be careful of who we allow our daughters to hang around. Fathers, we have to be careful of who you take your sons around, because you never know. You just never know what they're thinking, where their mindset is. Mm-hmm. As I said, I've been a widow for 20-something years. I didn't have men around my house. Mm-mm. I didn't have men coming around over my daughters. I just saw brothers at church, amen. I didn't have no boyfriends or nothing like that till a few years ago. And then I lost my fiance last year, a month before I lost my father. But I have not had to compromise, not one time. I haven't had to beg. I just had to go to God and tell him what I needed. And he supplied everything for me. My children are grown now, and I'm helping raise grandchildren. And I'm very cautious still about who they go around, not spending the night at people's houses and stuff like that. Mm-mm. We have to not be so free to let our children go. Oh, I know, parents, as we work, sometimes we get tired. But keep your babies at home. Keep your children at home. Take a nap when they take a nap. Sometimes I do. And wake up refreshed. Do things with your children. Talk to them. Have family night. If you haven't done it for a while, then start back to doing it. If you've never done it, then do it. Go get some board games or what is this on TV? The Wii. I'm trying to get used to that. Do karaoke in your house. You know, you might end up laughing at each other by the way you sound, because some of us can sing and some of us can't. But it's just the bonding that is going to occur. Imagine if David had did that with his son, how different things would have been. But we are not saints of God going to allow our children to rise up and think they're going to overthrow our kingdom. We rule our homes, and we're going to learn how to rule them with a strong hand, yet gentle words. Say what we mean, and mean what we say, and petition God. Listening to Diane Grimble Ministries and Friends. I am your host, Pastor Darlene from Hidden Treasure Ministries, welcoming everyone back. Are you listening? Are you taking note? Bill Withers says, hey, just call me. Jesus is saying the same thing. You ain't got to go through nothing by yourself. I understand everything. And if you call me, I can fix it and I can make it right. And that's one thing about my friend David. David knew how to call on God no matter what happened. He called on God on the good days. He called on him in the bad days. He just called on him because he had a relationship with you. What kind of relationship do you have with God? Do you talk to him once a week, twice a week? Do you only call on him when you're going through something or going to need something or feel like you got to have something? Or do you just petition and talk to him every day like you would your best friend on the phone? You can just talk to them for hours and laugh and talk with them. Do you know that you can laugh and joke with God? Do you know that he can put a smile on your face when you think you couldn't smile? He can put joy in your heart when you thought you didn't have none. He can make you leap a little bit when you thought your leaping days was over and thought that you could barely make it. Now, come on now. We're talking about God, the one true and living God, and besides him, there is none other. His first commandment says, thou shall have no other gods before me. In other words, he's letting us know it's not about your car, it ain't about your house, it ain't about your kids, your money, your job. people tend to make gods out of them and hold them up before him. Imagine when you had to ride the bus, you were just as humble. Then when you got a car, you couldn't even get to church on time. You complained about the apartment that you had, so he gave you something bigger, so now you can't go to church because you have to clean on Sunday. When are we going to get together where two or three are gathered in his name and give him what's due unto him? He's an on-time God, and he's a right-now God. Can we be on time with him? And can we be right now with him? Said David prayed that God would manifest his favor to him. He pleads. Can we pray and ask God to manifest some things? But be careful now. Be careful what you ask for. Okay? Can you petition him? Can you wait on him? David wants the Lord to hear his words when he says, listen to me. Well, God is always listening, but he wants you to kind of get his attention. You know, like when our children, when they're saying something and we might be busy and they say, but listen to me, I need you to listen to me. And you turn and you look at them and it's like, well, okay, now I'm listening, what is it? That's how David was with God. Lord, I need you to listen to me. I have things coming up against me that only you can help me with. Hear me, Lord. I'm not complaining about what I'm enduring, but I'm just making a request to you, Lord. When was the last time you made an earnest request to God? Not murmuring or complaining, but just saying, Lord, I just need you to hear me. This is what I feel. This is what I'm going through. This is what I need. Lord, are you listening to me? I need to know. Sometimes I know it feels like he's far from us, but he's not. He's listening. And he said, ah, that right there. You know, when it's always, Lord, I want, Lord, I want, Lord, I want, I need this, whatever, whatever, yada, yada, yada. And he's saying, well, wait a minute. They're so busy trying to tell me what they want, they're not asking me, am I listening? They're not asking me, am I hearing? They're not even asking me what I'm going to do. That's what he's waiting for. Lord, what are you going to do? This is not my problem. I'm going through it, but this is not my problem. It totally belongs to you. I belong to you, God. What are you going to do about the situation? We have to put it back on him because we belong to him. He said there's no good thing that he withhold from us. So, Lord, since you said that, what are you going to do? What are you going to do against those that rise up against me? What are you going to do with those that might have hurt me? What are you going to do when I do stuff to my own self that I shouldn't? Sometimes, Father, I can be my own worst enemy. So first of all, what are you going to do with me? Have y'all ever prayed that? Or is you scared? Is you scared to ask God what he's going to do with you? Now, keep in mind, everything is not going to be negative. Most of it's going to be positive. You're asking him, what are you going to do with me? And he's saying, I'm going to raise you up to be an apostle. I'm going to raise you up to be a preacher. I'm going to raise you up to be an usher. I'm going to raise you up. I'm going to touch your throat that you can sing melodious songs. I'm going to raise you up so that everybody will know that it was me. It ain't about you, and it ain't about them. So David and his feelings of abandonment, he's realizing that when things happen, go to God first. We We can call our friends, but they might be busy. We can call our loved ones, but they might be busy. Some of them don't even want to hear what you've got to say. But when you go to God first, you know you've done the right thing. And you know you've done the best thing. Life happens. Go to God. You notice I didn't say things happen. I said life happens. Because in life, things follow. It happens. Mm-hmm. What happens in life? We grow old sometimes. Some don't want to grow old, but it's inevitable. Mm-hmm. That's part of life. Mm-hmm. And as I said, when we open, some people feel that they're alone. They feel alone because that's part of life. Just realize that you're not alone. Jesus is there, and he's waiting for you to embrace him so that he can embrace you back. And David knew this. And not only that, when he would get emotional, see, sometimes we don't want to get emotional because we want everyone to think that we're so strong. But there's nothing wrong with going to God when you're in your weakest point. That's when he comes through. I'm here to tell you, when all else fails, try Jesus. When all else fails, call him up. If you tried everything, now you can try Jesus. Are you hearing me? Am I helping somebody tonight? Are you troubled? Has anybody upset you today? Or have you had a good day? Think back now and be true to yourself. Has your day actually gone the way that you thought it would have? Well, if it did, amen. Now go and encourage someone else that might not have and tell them what you did today to make your day a good day. David does that. No matter what he does, he encourages others to join in with him, to give him praise. When was the last time you told a friend, come on, let's pray, or come on, let's read the word together, or come on, let's sing a song together? Where two or three are gathered, it doesn't have to be a crowd. Even by yourself, when was the last time you put on your favorite Christian song and you just sang it till you began to feel it down in your very soul, that your belly just was just full? When was the last time you called on God and the tears just began to overflow and you had outstretched hands waiting for him to embrace you? When was the last time you just put on that good song that you loved and that you just danced before the Lord? He's the best partner that you can ever, ever have. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you what I know. As I see somebody out there, you're out there shaking your head, huh? Saying, yeah. I'm going to dance before him tonight. I'm going to lay before him tonight. I'm going to read his word tonight. I'm not going to be that tired, but I'm going to give him a little of me tonight. More of him. I want more of him. Can you say that? I want more of him. Less of me. All of him. And none of me. We're going to get self out of the way. We're not going to let fear or terror or anything get in between you or me and God. Nothing. I will let nothing, no thing separate me from the love of God. Can you say that with me? I will let nothing, no thing separate me from the love of God. Nothing. No matter what it looks like, just say nothing. I don't care what I hear. Nothing. I don't care what you hear. Nothing. No matter what you might think, nothing. Let nothing separate you from the love of God. God's love is so awesome. He's kind and considerate. He's the master builder of my soul. Jesus. He's the center of our joy. He's our peacemaker. Remember we went through those attributes and characteristics of him before? He is from the... He's the Lion, hallelujah, from the tribe of Judah, hallelujah. Remember that song that lady used to sing, I am woman, hear me roar? No, he's saying, I am your God, hear me, the Lion, roar. So if he is in you and you are in him, what's wrong with you, Lion? Why you out there purring when you ought to be standing strong and firm? Throw back your head and poke out your chest and roar like the lion that you are. Now, everybody might not be a lion, but you can roar. Some of you are eagles. You just like to soar for a while because God will let you be above your circumstances. He'll let you see things that nobody else might not be able to see. Seer, I'm talking to you. Prophets, those who speak the word of God, I'm talking to you. Evangelists that spread the word, I'm talking to you. Pastors, I am talking to you. Let us stand and be counted. Have you? Huh? Well, let's keep it musing. You know, sometimes when we begin to praise God, we can confuse the enemy. We can confound him. And that's what happened when they were trying to build the Tower of Babel. Everybody was in one accord. And it was like, no, we've got to change this. Well, when the enemy comes up against us, we have to say, we're going to change this. What he's trying to do will not be done. They were doing a good thing trying to reach God. But the enemy tries to keep us from God. If he can keep us where we can't talk to him and we're in a depressed state, we won't be able to reach the Father. So when we clap our hands, when we leap for joy, when we jump and shout, when we call on the name of Jesus and holler, hallelujah, we are confusing and confounding the enemy. He don't know what's going to happen next. In fact, that's his cue that he ought to be running somewhere trying to hide instead of the other way around. You understand what I'm saying? We should not be running from our enemy, but meet him head on, toe to toe, and nose to nose, as they used to say when we was growing up. And let him know, I ain't scared of you. I ain't running from you. I'm taking a stand in Jesus' name, as David did when he went to face Goliath. He said, is there not a cause? Y'all are the mighty men in the army.
And y'all over here hunker down, trembling. I said, y'all, what's supposed to be the best that there is? And all he had was a slingshot and 5 smooth stones. If all else fails and you don't know how to use a sword, then you grab your slingshot in the spirit and you get your 5 smooth stones. One is the Father, 2 for the Son, and 3 for the Holy Ghost. For God has not given me a spirit of fear, and the 5th one is, I am more than a conqueror. Now, I know they said them other ones, you know, a couple of them was for Goliath's brothers. But, hey, same thing go for them. Mm-hmm. Have you gotten that yet? Have you written that down? Stand on those 5 things if you can't stand on nothing else for right now. Let me repeat them. 1 for the Father. 1 for the Son. 1 for the Holy Ghost. 4, God has not given me a spirit of fear. And 5, because he has not given me a spirit of fear, I am more than a conqueror. So therefore, what is that saying? That you have the ability to tear down strongholds. You. Yes, my friends. You can tear down any stronghold. You speak to that mountain and tell them to get out of your way. I didn't believe in climbing up the rough side. I didn't want to just make it in. But mountain, you have to move because I serve a mountain moving God. So you have to get out of my way. Crumble, you will. Mm-hmm. When things rise up, you have the ability. I render it helpless in the name of Jesus. Know who loves you and know who God is. Trust him for all that is worth, my friends. If you can trust no one else, you can trust Jesus. If you can't try anything else and you've tried all there is, then you should try Jesus. Let Jesus be the lover of your soul. Let him hold you close to him, and you hold on to him as well, and don't let go. Be like, listen to the song, my friends. Listen to the song.
2 Corinthians, my business.
I am troubled, yet not distressed.
Yeah, God.
Perplexed, but not in despair, 'cause I'm a vessel full of power with a treasure none can compare. But not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. I'm a vessel full of power with a treasure from the Lord. For your power, it has resurrected me over painful circumstances that my poor soul could not flee. Thank you.
What he said, he's a vessel full of power. And before he came on, I was saying the same. Know who you are in God. Trust in him. Sometimes you have to talk to yourself and encourage your own self. Sometimes we have to look in the mirror and say, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I belong to God. I belong to the God that's a mind fixer and a heart regulator. Help me with my thoughts today, O God, in the name of Jesus, God. Regulate my mind today. Let my thoughts not be as they shouldn't, but let my thoughts be pure, O God. Father, you're a heart regulator. Regulate my heart today. Let me not hold no malice for anybody, no jealousy and no hatred. Help me today, God. Help me today. Touch my eyes, O God, that I could see your wondrous works and the beauty that you have created. You have made me in your image, and I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Touch my ears that I may hear, O God, for I am your sheep, that I will know your voice and your voice only. God, don't let me listen to what I shouldn't, but to stay tuned into you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for my hands that I can work while it's day, oh God, for the building up of your kingdom. God, I thank you that I can stand. Touch my heart that I can love as you love, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for my lungs, for I breathe you in, God, and I breathe out everything that is not of you in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for these lips of clay, that I can give praise to your name, that I can commune with you, that I can talk with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, if you don't help me, there is no help. Can you hear, do you hear me, my friends? He's waiting, hallelujah, and he's able. He wants to, but what is it that you want? Do you want to just play church, or do you want to be the church? Do you want to be like David and say, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me? God, you handle my enemies and those that have hurt you, me. But let me walk upright before you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and to do your will. I can't make it on my own, but I need you. There's a song we used to sing growing up, I need you. Oh, I need you every hour. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Be like the man that wrestled with the angel. He said, I will not let go. Hold on to God. Don't let go of him. If you've got to wrestle all night long and you see the sun coming up, sometimes we wrestle with stuff and we got to say, God, Lord, I won't let go. Lord, if I let go of you, I'll be lost. So I can't let go. Father, I have to hold on to you. And you'll have a name change. There'll be something about you that's going to be different. People are going to look and say, well, there's something different about you today. You look so much different than yesterday. And that's when you can say, it's the God. It's the God that's in me. It's the God that I need. It's the God that I receive. In the mighty name of Jesus. Without you, Lord, I'm like a ship without a sail, being tossed to and fro. There were days that our friend David felt like he was tossed to and fro, running for his life. Have any of you out there had to run for your life before you met Jesus? Was somebody chasing you with a weapon, trying to do you harm? I see some of you shaking your heads. Oh, but Jesus. Oh, but Jesus. Wonderful counselor when I need someone to talk to. Ah, yeah, God. Hallelujah. Marvelous Prince of Peace. Ask him to rule over you. Yeah, to rule over you in the name of Jesus. Son of the living God. That's who we serve. And what a mighty God. Yes. Well, don't forget, you're listening to Diane Grimble Ministries and friends. And I'm Pastor Darlene, signing off. And remember, you are a hidden treasure.
Gotta pat your own self on the back, yeah.
Amen. Amen.